Welcome to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is episode number 18. Yep. I have a couple of my friends here with me today. We have Gabriel.
Hello, it's good to be here today.
Very good. We have Tyler.
Yes, nice for all you listeners to be back.
And then we have a special guest today, my dad, Chad Hensley.
Hey, good day for everyone.
Very happy that we're all here. So there's some important news. I mean, other than we have a great guest today, is that a little bit of housekeeping. We've been working on trying to spread out our platforms that we have this podcast on. And so recently, we've been doing a little bit of work, and now we should be in the works of getting on Spotify first. So Spotify is the first one we're going to go to. And then, of course, as we continue to work, we'll be trying to add to new ones. So if you're interested and you don't want to use Podbean, that's totally fair. Now you can use Spotify.
That is so cool. That's awesome because like everyone uses Spotify, so that's going to reach a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the major like two or three platforms that people use. Yeah,
that is super cool. How did that even come up? I didn't even know that it was possible for us to even do that.
Right.
Like, how did we get there?
Well, we were just looking at it after it, like after we made our podcast, or just part of the process, we noticed that it's possible that we can upload to Podbean and then have that exported out to different platforms. And so we were just going through that process of just submitting, I guess, like an application of sorts to be able to go to different platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, stuff like that.
That is super cool. Wow. Yeah.
So instead of having to go to Podbean or our website and clicking links, now you can just go to Spotify and look up Chatter for Change and you should find us.
There you go.
It's exciting news. So I guess getting into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, I'm pretty sure we're just going to have a conversation of sorts. And if you'd like to kick off what we're going to be talking about today, Chad.
Well, as you guys are expanding out, and that's super exciting, I don't even know what Spotify is. So I'm going to find this five spot somewhere, and I'm going to figure out what that is. So we'll know what it is. But for us, I was asked to come, and here's what I want you to start thinking about. And I want to read it so that way I don't mess up. Knowing your why keeps you committed to the journey. And for me, there's a lot of different things in my life that I do. And knowing my why is what keeps me going, because there's going to be moments of your life you're going to be all by yourself. And no matter where you go, there you are. No matter who you're with, you are the one who is there. And consistently, the one who talks to you the most is you. So we end up giving up because the how-tos and the what-tos become too difficult. And if we don't know our why, if our why is not big enough, the how-tos and want-tos or what-to-dos will overtake you and you'll stop doing it. So in my life, I look at it and there's so many things that happen, whether they're good or bad or indifferent, I'm always there. I'm always in charge. And I'm kind of a no excuse kind of guy. You know, right. We live our lives full of right. excuses. Why I didn't. And your why is not big enough to outdo the why I didn't. If your why is not big enough, you'll never do the how to's and the what to do's.
It's really deep.
I was about to say that. It is really deep.
But it's true. And the reality is that in life, you guys are all seniors. So in life, growing up, you always have that transition stage, the transition stage. And you're in a transition stage right now to where now you're getting ready to graduate. Mm-hmm. College is probably on your next thing, or a job or a combination thereof. There's going to come a point, there's no more graduation, there's no more transitions. And if your why is not big enough, you'll end up going and having excuses for why you didn't do something. And once your excuses become bigger for why you didn't, you have to look back at your why. What is your why? So I have different whys for different things. And the only person who speaks to me every single day is me. That's it. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't have a wife. I have children. I have other people mm-hmm. that talk. I talk to people.
Right.
But the greatest influence on my life is my own brain and what I see and what I'm doing. So one of the things I look at is for you guys, you're getting ready to transition out. And I look at graduation as a 50-year-old. That's old, isn't it? I mean, when I was 18, I thought 50 was old. Now I'm 50. I realize 50's old.
I mean, still old.
There ain't nobody fooling me. Like, right? You get up in the morning, it hurts. It hurts to get up. Like at 18, you're like, man, life is good. I don't even realize how good it is, right? But when you look over your last 18 years of your life, how quickly it goes by. And as I said before, when you're driving a vehicle, that windshield and that rearview mirror, they're a great influence on my life every time. Because it reminds me, that rearview mirror reminds me that my mistakes of the past are in the past. Mm-hmm. They're not as big as I thought they were. They're not as overcoming as I thought they were. And yeah, there's a lot of things I look back and I wish I could have done them different. But there is no turning back. All that is a checkpoint for me to look up in that rearview mirror. When you're driving down the vehicle, how much time in a minute's time is used looking through the windshield and how much is looking through the rearview mirror? Give me a percentage.
I would say 98 to almost 100% is looking through the front windshield.
Exactly.
Right.
But in our own mind, if our why isn't big enough, we're seeing our life, but we're not having any vision. And vision is going to take you beyond that windshield to where you're going, the destination that you cannot see yet. If I take off driving down the road and I want to go to Florida, I have a vision of where I'm going, right, but I can't see it yet. So there's going to be people pull out in front of me. There's going to be agitators along the way. There's going to be things. But in the end, my why was to get on vacation. Mm-hmm. The rearview mirror of life lets me know, yeah, there's some things that agitated me. There's some things that got in my way. There are some things that slowed me down. There's some things that I did that I shouldn't have done. But in the why was where I was going. The rearview mirror says, yeah, but I made it through, didn't I? Do you realize you have survived the worst days of your life? Every day that was the worst day of your life that you thought, there's no way in the world, this is the worst day of my life, you survived it. And it's a rearview mirror moment of your life.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, it is. I was kind of confused when you first said that, yeah, but then, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, just to think that, every single day you've been able to pass it, every single day you felt like you couldn't, you did. Since we're being here, I think that's an important thing to realize. I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing is that I also look at it from the standpoint of accomplishments. The accomplishments in my life, the success, this is what everybody wants. Everybody wants success. Mm-hmm. At the age of 50, I'm telling you, I promise you, that I'm not saying this just to say it. I no longer care about success. I want significance. Success is fleeting. Success is momentary. Success, in the big scheme of things, only really matters to you for a quick moment. That trophy that we go after, that pay raise that we go after, that better this that we go after, it all is fleeting. It all quits. At some point, it will not sustain you. Significance beyond that is vision. So with sight, I go, I'm going to get a job. Why do you go to get a job? Why do you go to school? Well, a lot of us go to school because why?
To have money to live.
To have money to live. Yep, exactly. And it's success oriented. It's success built. So this why I have my whys to make it bigger, to know that it's going to sustain me is that money is fleeting. I had a job in electronics engineering. I have a bachelor's degree in electronics engineering, right? Why did I get that job? Because I wanted to be rich. I mean, that's it. That's all I wanted, right? But then the longer I did it, the more I was like, every pay raise would come. Like, man, I felt really good for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then after a while, that pay raise didn't mean anything to me anymore. And I started realizing success is not found in money. Success and all these things that we go after, they're all fleeting. So my why in the big picture, the windshield of life, is that I look back on it and I realize, no, I want significance. I want to know that at the end of my life, I did something valuable that goes beyond what I made. Does that mean that I don't want to make money?
No, I think you do.
I do. I got to make money because you do have to live, right?
All right.
So in doing this, when you look at your bigger why, what my bigger why is that I want to look and say, I want to have vision to say, how am I going to reach other people to encourage them, to lift them up, to be inspiring to other people? Because when I get to that point, then I have to look at myself and say, am I inspiring myself? Am I setting myself up to know my why? So when I get up in the morning, if I'm going to exercise, I got to know my why or I won't do it. If I'm going to eat healthy, then I got to know my why or won't do it. If I'm going to go to work, I got to know my why or I'll stop doing it. And it'll just become, oh, horrible. So I think about it this way. When you go on a long trip, have you ever gone on a long trip?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the longest trip you've been on?
8 days.
8 days? No, jeez. I'm talking about like in the vehicle, one...
Like you drove like 12 hours to get Disney World.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, like how long?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The farthest you've drove.
Well,
or not drove, for the farthest you've went.
I can share mine. One time we had to go drive down to see our grandpa, and he lives at that very southern point of Texas. And so that was about like, I think it's 24 to 30 hours. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. It was a really long time.
Yeah. And when you're in that vehicle, how does the wall start crumbling in on you? Everything starts just closing in.
It just, time is a blur. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
see,
a long time.
To me, that's what my why does for me, is in the blurs of life, in the struggles of life, in the hardships of life, in the heartaches of life, I realized in the rearview mirror that I get to see a smidgen of going, wait a minute, I've survived the roughest, worst days of my life. I'm still driving. I'm still going. I'm still moving forward. Yeah. Life has purpose and meaning. I have a vision of where I'm going. Where am I going? So this too, I can make it past. I can keep moving forward, right? So for our life, as I get older and I'm in a vehicle, and I drive somewhere like that, I get out of the vehicle, everything hurts. I used to see people get out and they're like stretching their back and stuff. And I'm like, well, I ain't no problem. At 50, you start having problems, right? So when we look at life, know that if you, here's what I tell Caitlin, for instance. If you know you're going to go to college and you know your why you're going to college and what the outcome is, then at age 18, have the vision to look at yourself and what you will be when you're 25. What do you want to be when you're 25? Have the vision that says, I need something bigger than just graduating. I need something bigger than just success. I need to have a huge why. And when you see where you want to be at 25, And you set that car in motion, you start driving and you see the rearview mirror and you keep seeing, it's the small things in life that will get you there. And once you get there, I want you to get to the point that you say, okay, when I turn 25, I want to look back at my 18, 19 year old self and go, hallelujah, look at that. I am so proud of that 18 year old. I'm so proud of that 19 year old. Look at where that guy or that gal got me to right here. But don't rest on it once you turn 25. Mm. Look ahead to when you're 30. See, right now, what I'm doing today at age 50, which I turned 50 this year, I'm looking at my 60-year-old self. Who do I want to be? What do I want to be doing? How significant do I want to be, and why do I want to be doing what I'm doing? And I have to put forth the effort today to make me who I'm going to be tomorrow. Mm. So keep moving in that direction. Your why is heavily influenced into what you will do and how much pain you will go through to get there. It's worth it when your why is big enough.
Wow.
Wow. That was a good answer. That's all I could think to say too. I had a question I was going to ask. Do you feel like your why is different depending on the situation, or ultimately is it like one one big general. I don't know if that doesn't make sense.
I have different whys for different things that I do. Mm-hmm. For instance, I eat healthy and I have my why. I have my different whys that cause me to do that. And we could go into those if you want. It's up to you. But I've got my whys as to why I'm a preacher. I have my whys for why I came here today. I have my whys that say I want to inspire. Why do I want to inspire? Because I see people struggling in life. I see people that are having hardships. I see people that are living life full of excuses as to why they're not doing something. And what I realize is that these excuses that we come up with, they're coping mechanisms because we want to live in the rear view and we don't want to live through the windshield. Mm-hmm. And if we live through the windshield, the why, where I'm going and why I want to get there is bigger than any obstacle. For instance, I remember one time we were going on vacation and a semi pulled out in front of me and then another semi wedged me in behind. These like these guys were on the radio or something, like, smash the man in the cool van, right? That's what I was thinking when I was seeing it, like, man, what are y'all doing? And then I couldn't get around them, and then the one slammed on his brakes for no reason. Like, I don't know what you guys are doing, right? So there's two options. The first option is to get upset. The second option is to go, my why is to get to Florida on vacation. My why was bigger than any of these obstacles. I see obstacles as stopping points. And what I do is I change the obstacles into opportunity. And when I change my mindset that I see obstacles and I change that to know this is an opportunity for me to rise above, it stops me from stopping. Obstacles will always be your stopping point. Those semis, they wanted to be my obstacle, but I saw it as an opportunity. The opportunity that says, no, my why is bigger and I'm getting there safely no matter what anybody else does. I'm going to keep going. The vision of where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And vacation is a good illustration because you want to do this, right? So for instance, one of my biggest trips I went on was to the Philippines. I've done that 7 times. One of the times I got on the plane.
That's a long trip. You should have mentioned that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like one of the legs on that trip is 14 hours on a plane.
Jeez.
It sounds easy, but I remember one time I got on the plane. We'd already left from Evansville to Detroit, and then we were on the flight from Detroit to either Seoul, Korea, or Japan. One of the two. I can't remember because it goes to either one.
Right.
But I remember getting up. I went up to the front row, or not the front row on our part of the section. Mm-hmm. We were back in with the chickens, like we're really far back. But on the front row, there's some other people that was with me. And I walked up and I said, guys, I can't take this anymore. I got to get off this plane. I mean, like, I thought the doors were closing in on me.
Was this the first time you went?
No, this was like the third or fourth time. Yeah. And one of the guys with him, he looks down at his watch and he looks up at me and goes, dude, we've been on the plane for an hour.
Oh my God.
An hour? I mean, we got 13 more hours on this plane. There's no getting off the plane, right?
I guess there is, but it's not going to end well.
No. Everybody will be very upset if that happens. So, again, it's just another one of those moments. It's a rear view moment for me. I realize I made it through. You can make it through so much more than what you think you can when your why is big enough. If you don't know your why, and it's beyond just money, success, a job, the day in and day out drag will drag you down. Hmm. It will wear on you.
Well, do you boys have any questions? I asked my question.
Right. I was just going to comment on it. I guess one thing that is a key, or one thing that I'm seeing is that perception changes a lot. So like, if you keep in mind what you're going to, that perception of what you've been through, it changes the amount that you can do right now. And I guess it's just one thing that I've been taking away is that if you keep in mind where you've been and where you're going, it helps to push through what you're going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And again, just changing the obstacle in front of you and say, this isn't an obstacle, this is an opportunity. Because obstacles, Those are big stop signs. And people, there are too many people in our current day world that live with too many excuses as to why I stopped, why I didn't do something. I hear them consistently. I was the guy. I was doing things and I would always say, but this happened. I was seeing things as obstacles, but my why got big enough that now I see them as opportunity. And when I see them as opportunity, I see it as an opportunity as to how am I going to make this around it? How am I going to keep moving forward? How am I going to make this event right now in my life a rearview moment that's just a flash?
So how did you get to the point, or you can touch on it a little bit, how you got to the point of creating that mentality for yourself? Because I assume you weren't in that mentality when you were our age.
No.
I was going to say.
No. So that's why I wanted to be rich. That's why I went into electronics school.
So how did you get to the point of creating that mentality of yourself?
It's a slow process. It's one that here is a defining moment for you three sitting here right now and anyone listening. This is a defining moment for you. This is a moment that I didn't have when I was 18. I didn't hear this. I didn't have this thought going through my head. I didn't think, wow, what this guy's talking about makes somewhat sense, but man, that's pretty tough. Maybe a 50-year-old should be the one. No, this is a defining moment for you. This is a moment that you will never be the same. And the next time you make an excuse, you're going to hear a bald-headed 50-year-old guy going, is this an opportunity or is this an obstacle in your life? Is this a rearview mirror moment that you're going to live through? And it took me years to get to this place. And I think for me, I had a child, my firstborn son, Mitchell, was born with Down syndrome. It was an obstacle in my view at that point. It was a horrible way to look at it. But now I see it as an opportunity. Years later, we become foster parents and move into foster care and adoption. And I see children who don't have the drive within them to thrive in life. They're just trying to survive. There is no dreams. There are no anything else because things are nothing but trouble right in front of them. So I see that and I go, wait a minute. My why needs to be bigger than just even my own internal self. It's got to be for something bigger around me. And then Caitlin, you know, almost 3 years ago, getting diagnosed with the brain tumor. Hands down, the worst moment of my life. And she still has that tumor in her head. It's probably never going to fully go away. So when I see this, to say that I keep moving forward, the worst days of my life, yeah, they're still in the rearview mirror. I still see them. I still know them. But they give me a reflection of where I'm going and what I can do. So for you, you have this opportunity to say, man, what is it that's going to bring significance? How can I inspire somebody else? How can I live my life in a way that will be more than I even thought possible? See, there's so much greatness inside of you. You don't even see it yet. But here's a 50-year-old saying there is. Take the chance to change obstacles into opportunity. And when you change that mentality, that big test coming up in college that you go, oh my word, I'm never going to pass. All that negative talk does what?
Nothing.
Waste time. I mean, like today.
If anything, it probably sets you back, you know, wasting your time worrying about it.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, like every day I work out, right?
Right.
And on the hard days, like pull-up days or push-up days, like when you turn 50, push-ups become like horrific. Like it's like you don't want to do it. So I will literally take 30 minutes to put my shoes on. I'll be looking at my feet going, why are my feet not going in those shoes? And it's because like I don't want to do it. And then my why keeps coming up. Why do you exercise in the first place? And I can procrastinate. I can give all these excuses, but my why just keeps glaring at me. Why do you do it in the first place? The why becomes bigger. and that obstacle, the push-ups, become an opportunity for me to keep stepping towards my why. Mm-hmm. Take the obstacles, turn them into opportunity, and say, I'm going to keep stepping towards my why. My why matters.
Hmm. Wow. Sorry.
You're good. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the one thing that you reminded me of is whenever you were talking about like those pay raises and all these increase in, I guess, successes, like you could say. One thing that came to mind to me is that I remember hearing this person that was speaking about he was also going into college, and then he made it to they had a party for retirement, and then he noticed a guy who's retiring and said he said he hated every day working there just because his why didn't equate all the things that he went through. And that's been something I've been working on personally. It's just choosing something and choosing that path that doesn't necessarily, the biggest benefit isn't that success or isn't that money, but instead is something bigger, like helping people and helping others, I guess, find their way. That's been something that's been kind of working through on me. I don't know if you guys can relate, but
yeah, I agree, because I feel like we live in a world that has the mentality of bigger is better, and the bigger the house, the cooler you are, the bigger or the more expensive the car, the cooler you are, you know, like we put that like status of a human being based off of their like their physical items, even though one day those things are gonna be gone. You know, you're not gonna, like, when you die, no one's gonna remember you. Well, they might remember that you had a Maserati, but ultimately your legacy isn't based off of like your house or your car or things like that. You know, it's based off of who you are and how you made people feel, what you did, things like that, not the physical things you have. So that's something I've been trying to think about, is like, I don't have to have the coolest shoes or the coolest necklace or the coolest jewelry or whatever. Like, that's not who I am, you know. Like, that's gonna break one day, or the car's gonna break down, or mm-hmm. something's gonna happen to the house, or when I die, it's gonna, you know, it's just still gonna be, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. A person only has, you know, like, up to 100 years to live on this earth. And at the end of that, you know, everything that you've strived for, everything that you've done physically is not going to be worth it because you can't attain that anymore. And it's just something that I've been thinking about a lot. I'm just trying to choose things or choose routes that is something that is not physical. Like relationships, building, you know, relationships that you can look back on, or your mm-hmm. kids, or, you know, your partner, or, you know, your husband or wife can look on and see all the good things that you've done. Something that lasts longer than, you know, 80 to 100 years.
Yeah. I really liked when you mentioned we need a vision. Set a vision for when you're 25 or whatever age, a certain point in time. So when you get there, you know, you're able to reflect and think, you know, he did good. Mm-hmm. He got me here. And then also you can use that to be able to set your next vision for when you're 30. You can say, okay, when I was 18, I made this vision. I accomplished that. I was able to do that. And that can be motivation for the next vision, and then the next vision, and then the next vision.
Absolutely. Yes, and for me, one of the greatest things you can do is to find somebody ahead of you and look and see, what are they doing? What causes them to when you get around them, they have this aura, if you will, about them that just draws you in, that go, that's a real person. That's somebody who cares. That's somebody who sees beyond themselves. You know, for me, the one thing that I do and the one that I look up to the most is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I look to him as my reason, as why I love, why I do what I do, why I keep moving forward. Another one in my life is my own wife, my best friend. And just knowing that I have someone who I can look to be there beside me. But once you start looking for that mentor, that person in front of you, then also look to the ones behind you. And when you start looking behind you at those who you can help, it also helps to solidify your why. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking to the one in front to help, to find help from, also look behind and say, who can I bring along with me? Mm-hmm. Who can I be there for? Who can I, what we call walk across the room? Just a walk across the room moment to be there. Your why is very influential.
I think a lot of people have the mindset that there's, 7 billion people in this world, and they're like, I'm just one simple person. There's no way I can really make a difference in that many people's lives. Like, maybe I could help a couple people, but really what difference is it going to make in the end? They're not going to remember things like that. But just like you said, like, just simply looking back and helping those other people, and then if you inspire those people to help other people, and then it just kind of, the domino effect, then it kind of just, like, keeps going, and then ultimately you do end up making a difference because it all leads back to you, and I think that's cool to think about, and that's just kind of what it made me think about when you said that, so, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, I think one of the greatest influencers on my life is you, Caitlin, because when I think about heroes, we always think about sports people. We always think about people that are on TV. But for me, out of everybody I've ever met in my life, there's nobody more influential on my why than you, because you have helped other people along the way in your horrific journey that you've been on. You've cared for other people in a way that your dad didn't have in him when he was 18. He didn't care about other people like you do. So I look at it, and the most influential people in my life, it's not the millionaires, it's not the sports people. It's somebody like you, who can reach people in a way that no matter what happens in their life, they keep reaching forward. They keep striving to go forward. That whenever you think about even being able to read now with your field cut, that it is an obstacle that you keep making into an opportunity. That even for yourself, you don't realize how much greatness inside of you. So the people around you don't always have to be somebody older. It can be somebody that's right there in your own very house and that we see. Take the obstacles. Turn them into opportunity. Grab your why. And when you grab that why, don't you let anybody or anyone take it away from you. There is not one single person forcing me to do anything, just me. And because I have my why, I'm going to keep doing it when nobody likes it, when nobody shares it, when nobody comments on it, when nobody does anything with it, when nobody listens to it. I'm going to keep doing it. I keep doing it. Why? Because my why is that big.
Period. Mic drop. Well, I don't really think there's anything else to say. You kind of covered it all and got me all in my feels. Well, thank you very much, Dad Hensley, for coming today. I really enjoyed listening to all that and hearing you lecture again. No, I'm just kidding. Lecture.
I told you guys if I start talking.
And thank you, Gabriel and Tyler, for joining us today. That was Chatter for Change, and we will see you guys. You will hear us next time. Right.